welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Dave McCaig at Toronto Comic Con 2018. Dave is an award-winning artist, colorist, inker, and penciler who also works in the animation industry. His work includes Action Comics, American Vampire, Adam Strange, Detective Comics, House of Mystery, X-Men, Star Wars, Superman Birthright, The Matrix Comics, Next Wave, New Avengers, Northlanders, Wonder Woman, Low, Black Road, Huck, Nemesis, and many, many more. His animation projects have included the first three seasons of the 2004 Batman animated series at Warner Brothers and various duties on the fourth Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film. During our chat, Dave talks about his upcoming issues of Low, the first volume of Huck, and his work on Action Comics number 1000, which he was working on as we spoke, covers for Barbarella, a few details about his secret project, a variety of illustration work for publishers, his thoughts on the rumor that Netflix will publish its own line of comic books and what it might mean for creators, plus his thoughts on his recent tweet about wearing an Olympic torch bearer jacket, plus his upcoming plans. Before I go further, I encourage you to like this podcast where good podcasts are found, and definitely check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. Like us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, so you can discover a lot more information about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. And now, here's my interview with Dave McCaig at Toronto Comic Con 2018.
So I'm here with Dave. I'm here at Toronto Comic Con. Can you tell me what's new and exciting with you these days?
I'm working on Low Issue 20, which has been a long time coming. Greg Ticini took about 6 months to get this issue to me, and I've been working on it for about a week, and it'll take about another week or two to get done, but pretty excited about it.
That's cool. And I see that you're also working on Huck for Image Comics?
I did work on the first volume of Huck. I don't know if or when the second volume is going to be coming out, but that was a while ago. And right now, actually, at the show, I'm at the Toronto Comic Con. I'm working on Action Comics 1000. So,
sorry, Action Comics. Goodness gracious! This is one of the variant covers that you're doing.
No, these are interior pages. I worked on a 10-page Jerry Ordway story, and this is a Scott Snyder Raphael Albuquerque story that I'm working on right now. It's about 5 pages.
That's incredible. That's a tremendous accomplishment, or to be in that book. I think to record.
Growing up as a kid, Action Comics was my holy grail. So I got to do a run on it a few years ago, which was really satisfying. And when I found out that issue 1000 was coming out, I pushed editorial at DC to give me as many pages as they could comfortably give me. So I've got two stories in it, so I'm really excited.
That's really cool. You're also doing covers for Barbarella, is that true?
I am, yeah. I don't get a lot of illustration work these days because I've been so busy doing all of this color work. But I'm stepping back from that, and I've got a secret project I'm working on, which is a little bit more flexible time-wise because there was a 5-year time frame on it, which means that I can sort of schedule myself around things like drawing and painting in a better way than I could on regular monthly books. So I've been doing covers for Barbarella, and I'm talking to other publishers about doing stuff, and I've done illustration work for Vice Magazine and other Image Comics books, and so getting more illustration work has been pretty good.
That's pretty cool. Just going back, you did work with Mark Millar on a project or two, correct?
Yeah, I worked on Huck with Mark Millar, and I did covers for Empress, and I worked on a series called Nemesis, and I worked on the first issue of Superior. Superior? Maybe Superior.
So you know that Netflix, Miller World, has been bought by Netflix. Any thoughts on rumors that Netflix might be putting out their own comic book series?
Oh, I heard that rumor that they might be putting out their own comics. That would be exciting. I think that would be a good move. Anybody who's going to be offering more pairing deals with media rights is probably going to get a lot of creators excited. Image is a really good platform for being able to build up properties and sell them on your own terms, and being able to set up your own rights negotiations with property managers like Netflix or like film studios. But if you've got a studio that's actually investing directly like that, so that it's a combination of Marvel Comics or DC Comics being owned by these giant multinational media corporations, but without you getting any of the rights to the things that you create. If Netflix creates a platform where people can sell their properties for consumption through television or something like that, while still maintaining the ownership of it to some degree, I think that would be pretty exciting for people.
Good. And on a side note, you were wearing your jacket as a torchbearer from the 1988 Olympics. That's something that most people don't know about. Can you comment on that a wee bit?
Yeah, I was a torchbearer in 1988 for the Olympics when I was, I guess, 16. I actually went from the Ontario border on a snowmobile for a kilometer, and then I ran with the torch for a kilometer. So I got an extended run with it. So that was exciting.
Very few people get to carry that torch, so that's a big accomplishment, I guess.
Yeah.
So what's next for you? There's this big project you can't talk about, but what's next in the immediate future, let's say?
Well, I've got Secret Project X, which will get announced in 2020, as far as I know so far. And I've got Low, which I'm going to be working on continually until that eventually wraps up. And other than that, I'm doing a lot of cover work and illustration work.
Thanks to Dave for the chat. You can discover more about Dave on Twitter at Dave McKeag. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. I invite you to subscribe, like, and comment on the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True North Comics, on Facebook at facebook.com/TrueNorthCountryComics, and on Instagram at instagram.com/TrueNorthCountryComics. And please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics. Copyright 2018.